Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Legislation and same-sex marriage is a matter of great importance today, more than we realize, the impact of which has potential of affecting each of our lives and those of future generations. But where are we really at today? How important are decisions being made by our legislators? How have past decisions in another nation shown us a preview of what could happen in our land? In what ways should Christians respond? These questions and more will be discussed today by our guests. We pause for a moment here at the beginning of our show just to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer to Jesus Christ. And sometimes, as we have featured many stories, heart-wrenching, heart-gripping stories of our featured guests, sometimes we need to look at relevant matters that have deeper and profound potential impact of each of our lives. And today is one of those days. Representative Marcus Oshiro is a 1977 graduate from Lelehua High School. He went on to receive his bachelor's degree from the University of Hawaii and a law degree from Willamette University. In 1994, he was elected to the Hawaii State House of Representatives, where he still currently serves for House District 46, covering the Wahiawa area. In addition, he serves on the board of Goodwill Industries of Hawaii and the American Cancer Society Hawaii chapter. Marcus also serves on the executive committee for the Council of State Governments. In 2011, he was named one of Hawaii Business Magazine's 20 people to watch over the next two decades. Marcus is married to his beautiful bride, Lozanne L.S. Fung Oshiro, and has been a member of the Democratic Party since 1977. Pastor Jonathan Steeper and his wife, Tricia, have three children and one granddaughter. Their family has lived in a variety of cultures and have ministered in repeated multidimensional contexts in Canada, Europe, Central America, and Africa. He has previously served as pastor to two different churches in Eastern Canada, and as a missionary with his family in Albania during a turbulent period, to say the least. Although born in Honolulu, he was raised in Canada, graduating with awards from West Hill Collegiate Institute in Toronto and the Baptist Leadership Training School in Calgary. He earned his bachelor's degree in history from the University of Western Ontario in London and his master's of divinity with awards from Acadia Divinity College in Nova Scotia. The Lord has intervened to call his family back to the church of his heritage, Kalihi Union Church. He's completed doctoral studies in cross-cultural research in the area of prayer and evangelism. Representative Oshiro and Pastor Steeper, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
With regard to legislation and same-sex marriage, Representative Oshiro, where are we really at today?
As we speak right now, Danny, the governor has already called the legislature into session pursuant to his constitutional powers. He issued that on about September 11, 2013, compelling both the House and Senate, the 25 senators and the 51 House members, to attend to a special session to convene on October 28th at about 10 o'clock a.m. in the morning. Monday, for the purposes of considering a bill to legalize same-sex marriage. it is a the authority of the governor that has called us in. It's not the will or intent of the legislative bodies, neither the House nor Senate, but purely based upon the governor's statutory constitutional powers. At this point in time, it seems that a majority of the senators, maybe 18 or 19 of the 25 senators, will probably approve some form of same-sex marriage bill. In the House, it's not as definitive. I think it's a closer vote. Of the 51 members, the range of votes might be 24 in support to maybe 28 in support. It moves up and down depending upon what particular issue is being discussed. There are two components of the bill as we currently review it, and you can review it on the governor's website. One deals with the authorization of same-sex marriage, and another component deals with the so-called religious exemptions or religious protections regarding the solemnization of the same-sex marriage ceremony and also the use of facilities attendant to those same-sex marriage ceremonies. There is a idea that religious exemptions would be there to protect the interests of the clergy that would choose not to solemnize same-sex marriage. Likewise, there's provisions also in the measure that purports to protect the religious institutions who choose not to let out their facilities to those who want to celebrate their same-sex marriages. And I think that's where some of the discussion and contention is going on today. But underlying all of this, Danny, and the point that I've been trying to make over the last several weeks, is that this is really ill-timed and ill-devised to call a special session on such an important and weighty issue of public policy at this time. We have not had the type of discussion and deliberation in the community that I think an issue like this deserves. And so it's been my belief and contention that the governor is erroneously, prematurely calling us into a special session. And I fear that if we do so, that it will be akin to ramming this policy of substantial and irredeemable change upon the citizens of Hawaii forever and ever. And once you open this Pandora's box, there is no going back. And no one can honestly state today that they know all the effects that may arise from same-sex marriage. So I think anyone of any prudence, of any foresight, of insight, would take caution and pause of why do we need to do this. The recent Supreme Court opinions that people seem to discuss or toss about, the New York case or the California case, the DOMA or Defense of Marriage Act case, or the Proposition case from California, do not compel the state of Hawaii to approve and pass same-sex marriage. It does not. Currently, Hawaii's marriage law and civil union law are legal and constitutionally sound. There is no crisis at hand for us to address in a special session. This is not a post-9/11 world we're living in. And this is not a super ferry injunction by the Hawaii Supreme Court that we need to address.
As you speak so so clearly and succinctly about these matters, I can sense that there's a the veracity of which we're dealing with is such that there are deep implications. When you talk about irredeemable path, describe what that might be.
If I was to apply my legal analysis, which I bring to this issue at hand, if we look at what happened in California, the California Supreme Court interpreted their constitution with a similar provision to ours regarding equal protection and due process under the law. And in that application of interpreting the California Constitution, the California Supreme Court allowed same-sex marriage in California. In response, the citizens and voters of California approved a ballot initiative referred to as Proposition 8 that would define marriage in their constitution as being between a man and a woman, period. But until that proposition was improved by the voters and endorsed by the voters to become part of their constitution, about 18,000 California citizens entered into same-sex marriages. So the court, in reviewing the Proposition 8, had to decide whether or not it was a valid legal proposition under their laws and their constitution, and also what to do with those 18,000 California resident citizens who had gotten married as same-sex couples. What the court said is basically this. Insofar as those 18,000 have gotten married, now have a marriage license, we cannot go back and take away those marriages. We cannot go back and take those property rights that are vested and accrued to those citizens. It will be a violation of due process. So only going forward, we can maybe look at the issue. And that's why I say it's irredeemable or irreversible once you make a decision to go in. Once the first marriage license is issued on or about November 15th, pursuant to the governor's current draft, there's no going back, Hawaii. There's no going back.
Now, with that said, do you, Representative, still believe that things, even though things are in moving in a certain direction, that things could change in the Senate and the House?
Pastor, that's a question above my pay grade, really. But I believe that all things are possible. I believe that circumstances can change, whether it be by nature or by man. Intervening events could arise that could compel us not to go in. There may be other items to be considered more important than this, and I don't think this is of that importance to convene a special session. Again, this is not something like a post 9/11 type of world, an event where we're responding to economic collapse, social services collapse, and the effects of us being attacked. Nothing like that. Nor is it regarding a particular business that may shut down and unemploy people and forever lose an opportunity to have interstate shipment and transport of services. That's not here at all. This is simply a measure that is coming for us in a five-day session because the governor believes he has the requisite votes in the House and in the Senate. It will be an abbreviated session. It will shortchange the participation normally expected of one's government, and it will leave a terrible impression not upon those involved on both sides of the issue. But again, the consequence is that no one really honestly can say they can either anticipate or expect.
As we move forward, it's a matter of great importance as people pray, for our leaders, people pray for God's direction and God's grace. Pastor Jonathan Steeper is here. He has also been a part of some of the same issues, and he has a unique perspective to share. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, you're going to hear more from Pastor Jonathan Steeper and Representative Marcus Oshiro. These men have felt a prompting to speak about this significant matter at this particular time. And, you know, I believe that these are divine moments. We might not know how or can describe and explain how all things will unfold. But when a moment like this comes, we must follow and move in obedience to the Lord. It's a time of sharing, a time of information, a time of learning, growing. Hey, what's really going on here? What are the implications? Are there certain things that could be done? Things that I can do? You, me, others? Could things really change? When we come back, you'll hear from our guests. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
We're speaking today about the planned special session regarding same-sex marriage. I'm here with my featured guests, Representative Marcus Oshiro and Pastor Jonathan Steeper. A question comes up. Will citizens have a chance to share their feelings on this matter in a way that will make a difference? That and other questions we will discuss during our time together. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. We're prompted at this particular moment to discuss these matters and really bring to bear the realities of what is going on, what's going on beneath the surface, and how we should respond, how we should pray, and maybe certain things that can be done about it. So the Lord allows us to have this time, and if you want to hear this program in its entirety, perhaps you're tuning in right now, you can get the podcast for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I say, as I typically do, share it with your family members and friends. Pastor Jonathan, you lived in Canada for, many, many years. How does this relate, our discussion, relate with your being in Canada and being a pastor there and a leader there, this very same issue?
I think, Danny, it relates to me being a father there and a person there, not just a pastor and a leader. Because the implications of what is being proposed radically changes many, many elements of culture, of education, of business, of the individual life of the person on the street. This is not something theoretical for us. This is something we have lived and breathed. And I think we are being woken up to a battle which has been going on around us and finally has come and hitting us in the face in Hawaii. And there's a real need for understanding, for education as to what really are the issues, and as opposed to just what some of the media has been saying.
What are some of those?
The issues are we lose our freedom of conscience. We lose our freedom to express our values, even privately in family-owned businesses and public businesses, our values of how we educate our children, what it means for a five-year-old in kindergarten that has to now say and recite the five different sexes, what it means for security of girls that have been abused, and one in five girls have been raped, and now having to face a morale that that does not protect them, even in the washrooms in their own schools, what it means for bullying of people that do not openly endorse homosexual lifestyles of a grade six student who won't endorse a gay lifestyle, and the huge thrust of bullying, what it means in terms of pressure on even politicians and civic leaders that are no longer able to hold their own religious views of morality, of believing, of fidelity, of believing of marriage being a man and a woman. All those kinds of dynamics. This is massive.
When we talk about something being massive, what have you seen as the tape has played, or the projector has gone forward, so to speak, there in Canada? I want to go further. And how have you seen it impact the society?
I think the biggest thing, I can give you many specific stories. For example, a mom who had a floral business in her home, six kids, two of them handicapped, one in a wheelchair, who was asked to do a same-sex wedding. She found another florist, two other florists that would be willing to do it, and said very graciously, "I'm sorry, in my beliefs, I really would rather not do this." It hit national news the next day. It was a setup. Floral shops in the community were actually bombarded and vandalized because they thought that they were her floral shop. It was not. She was functioning out of her home. The social pressure on her children was so great that they could not continue to go to school. She was not in my church, but I was asked to go and meet in the home when there is an illegal public display and gathering around the home of people chanting. Even the police would not intercede, because it's not just an issue of law. It's an issue of what laws are no longer enforced. And it's an issue of the public feeling that they don't want to move in against this seeming giant of what is politically correct. And the stress and the pressure is that of terrorism, and I've lived under terrorism, and of threats, and I've received those threats. And so it's not just about whether a pastor has to solemnize a marriage or not. That's not important to me. Put me in jail or do whatever happens. It's an issue as to whether the principles of our country, the principles of which our ancestors came here, that we can be free, and that we can be free to worship, and we can be free to allow others to have that kind of freedom. Those very principles are under attack, and in my opinion, this is the greatest threat of loss of human rights in the history of our country.
Representative, I see you nodding your head.
I'm sitting next to a man that has used the phrase freedom of conscience. And I think for those who might not be of our belief, that's at the core of what I find so disturbing about this measure. It's more than just legalizing through the laws of same-sex marriage, but it's setting the new standard in the community of acceptance or of even accommodation of this new civil right that some have called equal right. And it really does a great injustice to our prevailing fundamental rights under the Constitution of both the federal level and the state level. Let me just share this with you. It reads, it's very simple. The language is very simple. You know, Congress shall not, or the state shall not enact any law respecting you know, the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress. That's the First Amendment. That's part of the Bill of Rights of both the federal and state constitution. And it starts off that there shall be no establishment of a religion. And also there shall be the free exercise of religion. And I think Thomas Jefferson spoke about this in his letter to the Danbury Church, and we've used it and we cited to it. But it makes sense. In order for us to have a vibrant community, a vibrant society of all races and of people and beliefs, you need to maintain the integrity of protecting those beliefs and one's freedom of conscience. And that's also included the freedom not to believe. That's also a right that I think we're touching upon it right now. If we were to go and hastily run into a special session regarding same-sex marriage, because initially you're going to see this rub against the rights of the churches or the believers, both within and without the church grounds or the temple grounds, when you have a new right being created. And the reconciler of their right in most cases will default to this new right of gay rights against the religious rights, First Amendment rights. That's been the history so far in many, many countries and even states where you have same-sex marriage.
Will citizens have a chance to share their feelings on this in a way that will make a difference under the current scenario?
Under the current scenario, the governor will call us in on October 28th, Monday. House and Senate will convene and conduct the roll call, 25 senators, 51 House members. At that time, a bill will be introduced for consideration regarding same-sex marriage. That bill will be referred to, in the House at least, probably the Judiciary and Finance Committees as a joint hearing. That will probably be done in the afternoon, 1 or 2 o'clock p.m., or later that afternoon or early evening, but on Monday, the 28th. You'll get a hearing. It might be a marathon long hearing, 8, 10, 12, 14 hours, but nonetheless, it'll be moved out on Tuesday. And on Tuesday, the House will vote upon it on second reading. And if the votes are there, it will then be placed on the calendar for the next day on Wednesday for third reading. So Wednesday, you'll be voting on a bill third reading. This is the third day of the session. If it's voted out, it'll go to the Senate. The Senate will then have a hearing that afternoon or early evening, passing second reading there. The Senate will look at the bill on Thursday and vote on it again. And if there's the votes there, on Friday, they'll have final reading. The bill goes up to the governor. He signs it. It's law. So in 5 days, that's the likely scenario right now. But what that means is that no amendments can be made to the bill. What that means is that no one's testimony will be worth the paper it's written on. What it means that there will be no meaningful participation. What it means then is this will be a dog and pony show, just to comply technically with the law and the Constitution. But as far as the spirit of public engagement and participation and deliberation and dialogue and compromise, none of that will be there in a special session like this.
We need, I feel like, to talk about some possible alternatives. If they do exist, what could be done? What could be an alternative scenario to this particular situation? We'll take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll talk about that. There may be some things. There may not. Well, we don't know. We'll talk about these matters and others when we come back. Besides that, the development of the situation that we're in right now has also come from leaders and leadership that has worked on and dedicated themselves to bringing forth what they believe should be the right way of doing things. Let's touch on that a little bit when we come back as well. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest. Welcome back to our show. Before our break, Representative Marcus Oshiro explained the due process. Well, what is the due process of what would happen in the special session in a course of 5 days? But I wanted to bring up the question of whether there were some potential alternatives. And so there were various reactions. Sometimes I wish I had a television camera in here in studio to show you the reactions of what goes on. But this is a very, very deep, serious matter with many profound implications. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, Representative Marcus Oshiro, and Pastor Jonathan Steeper are here in studio with me. To find out more about our program, to access other resources, and yes, this is a somewhat special or unique type of show. We're delving into this very important matter. But I feel that it's necessary at this time for us to open up and share more with you regarding what's at stake and the implications thereof. Again, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com to find out more and get this podcast for free. Representative, Pastor Jonathan, things are scheduled, planned. Are there alternatives?
I would encourage every citizen out there to do their duty and contact the elected official, both House and Senate member, and governor and lieutenant governor, and to voice their opinion for or against this special session and on this proposal for same-sex marriage. It is never too late to weigh in on the process of making public policy. So they should go to www.hawaii.capitol.gov and locate the telephone numbers, mailing address, and email. And I stated in that order because it's much better to hear a live voice, one of your constituents speaking to you. Next best is getting a hard copy letter or card or postcard or note from your constituents. And then if all that fails, getting an email from them expressing their thoughts on this important issue.
What should be said? What could be said, and in what spirit should it be said?
It needs to be said in love. Let's start with that. It needs to be said in love with a lot of grace. You need to understand that the legislators are under tremendous pressure. This is a historic event. Let me give a perspective. I've been there for about 20 years. This is the first time I can recall that a governor has unilaterally used his power to call the legislature in. Back in 2001, post 9/11, Governor Cayetano was there, but he called the House and Senate leaders to sit down and discuss what we could do to address the consequences of the 9/11 attacks on our national economy and how it affected Hawaii's local economy. But it was a very collaborative process and in total agreement of both parties, Republicans and Democrats. Similarly, in 2007, under Governor Linda Lingle, when the Supreme Court issued a decision that would have stopped the operation of the Super Ferry, she called the House and Senate leadership in to discuss a means of addressing that catastrophic event to stop the Super Ferry from sailing between the islands. It was a collaborative event. All of them came together. It was neither a Democrat or Republican issue, but one of collaboration. But Danny, this is different. This is the first time a governor unilaterally calls us in using the power that he has under the Constitution. No collaboration, no discussion on whether the date is appropriate or wise or the best for the people. No consideration of what might give more people the opportunity to weigh in, debate, and discuss this issue. None of that in this instance. And I tell people, that says a lot about his intentions to bring us back in. Never before in my 20 years as a state legislator has something like this occurred.
Now, you're outspoken. And tension mounts, to say the least. Why? Why are you speaking out on this matter at this time? Why? Why now?
Then if I don't speak out, if I don't do what I can to sound the alarm and let the people know, to wake them from their slumber, to step up, to stand up, to get up and move against what will occur on October 28th to November 2nd, then I would have not done my duty to my fellow man. I would have relinquished my opportunity and the fact that I even hold office. So I need to do that. Let me just state this also. I'm a proud member of the Democratic Party of Hawaii, and I've been a card-carrying member since 1977, the year I was eligible to vote and to participate as a free citizen, from 1977. and there is no one out there can challenge my bona fides as a Democratic Party member who has supported the platforms, who has supported the Constitution and the missions. And I do not find my opposition to the same-sex marriage bill incongruent with the Democratic Party's principles or philosophies. Because, again, I swore to uphold the Constitution of the federal government and the state constitution, and within the constitutions is the First Amendment that protects us from the establishment of a religion and protects our right to have free practice of our religion. Like the pastor mentioned, the freedom of conscience. To me, that's part and parcel of the Democratic Party's fundamental and organic constitution. So I find myself at odds, maybe on the surface of this current discussion at this present time. But fundamentally, Danny, Pastor, I find myself embedded along those who we call our forefathers of the party, the Madisons, the Jeffersons. They, I believe, stand beside me and support me and lay the foundation for what I do today. And I take great comfort in that.
Pastor Jonathan, where does the strength, where does the, I'm asking for your opinion on this, because this is a tremendous point of tension. But there are leaders who are for what is being processed. Why, in your opinion, are they coming at it with such conviction, strength? And Representative, I want you to speak on this as well, but what are your thoughts?
Danny, we are seeing not a legal battle here. We are seeing a spiritual battle, which is being expressed in legal terms. And the Lord Jesus faced the same thing when he went against cultural opinion and norms and laws that were rooted there. He came with total grace and total love, but with clear righteousness, because he leads the way to the good life. And when there are things that are good, there are also things that harm and destroy and hurt. And those things that harm and destroy also often come cloaked in ways that look good, but have devastating impact. And I am convinced that most people are acting in terms of what they believe is honestly good. But there is huge deception going on. And many people are uninformed or are blind in terms of the result of what may seem something small and insignificant is in fact huge, with great repercussions.
Representative, what have you seen among your the other legislators?
Well, first of all, even the proponents of this measure, those who believe that same-sex marriage is a civil right, I believe they're sincere. They have their own convictions and compass within that determines their pronouncement on this policy. And I think that they truly, sincerely believe this is the right thing to do. Just as much as those who might oppose this believe it's the right thing to do. So I can't really fault them for holding these sincerely held beliefs. But where I need to part company with them is for those who may not have the luxury of being well settled in either camp, and where we might have questions about how this might affect the larger society. And that's where I think it's so horribly wrong to consider rushing into a special session when both sides of this argument do not understand the full ramifications. And I think we will not have the opportunity in a rushed special session. I hope we can find the will to resist being brought into a special session, and hope we can find the will to turn down a bill that may be insufficient in whatever protections it may proffer to offer to the clergy or to the religious institutions, just because you want to get something done. I think we need to bear in mind that we shall go in and do no harm, first of all, and take a more precautionary approach from changing the status quo. Let us remember, Danny, that the civil unions law affording gay couples, same-sex couples, all the same rights, benefits, and privileges of marriage was only passed in 2011, only became effective January 1, 2012. And as of several months ago, maybe we have about 1,500 civil unions enrolled amongst our citizens. That's like 3,000 citizens out of 1.4 million in the state of Hawaii. Let's also remember that for those who feel a need to get married now to allow them to accord the federal benefits and privileges as Veterans Affairs or Social Security or housing or employment or Internal Revenue Code, they can get married. They can go to California. They can go to Washington. They can go to Colorado. They can go to Boston. And then come back to Hawaii, and the federal government will accord them all the same rights and privileges and benefits as a married couple. So it might not be the perfect solution for them, but it can be done. So again, what is the rush? What is the emergency at hand? What is the crisis we're facing in our Constitution or our laws? There are none. There is no compelling reason to call us into a special session. There is no compelling reason for the legislature to move a bill out of this magnitude in a special session.
That said, as we take our break, we prepare for our last and final segment of our time together today. Representative, let's go back to a few pragmatics. What can be done, as you've so clearly and succinctly stated. Pastor Jonathan, also, what should the Christians do? We have many who are listening who are followers of Christ, and others who are seeking to learn more about what it means to follow the Lord Jesus. Perhaps you can speak in that way, Pastor. What can be done? Representative, from a real pragmatic way, let's revisit, you mentioned some things early on, but let's talk about that again when we come back from our break. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winter Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
In these remaining moments, it's not often that you will have a leading representative, a legislator, and a leading pastor sitting side by side speaking about a very important matter. Right now, in this case, we're talking about the same-sex marriage special session that's before us. I wanted to get into some practical things that can be done. We are people who can be motivated to action, but we don't want to just action for action's sake. How can we be skillful in what we do in a way that will be both practical and effective? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Representative Marcus Oshiro is with me, as well as Pastor Jonathan Steeper. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program. And if you want to stand with us with your support, your financial support, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click partners. Pastor Jonathan, speak to believers or those who are seeking to find out more about following Christ. What would you say in relation to this matter? What can be done?
Very practically, pray. Prayer is the most practical thing I know. God does and is able to intervene dramatically. I've seen it around the world. In leaders of countries, in leaders of communities, God can move. Pray. We are not those who fight from a position of defeat. Jesus is on the throne. He is victorious. And so pray, gather together, and pray. That's number one. Number two,
pray,
yes.
Pray about what?
Pray that the Lord Jesus would reveal himself in the lives of leaders and what is right and what is righteous and what is good and what will bring the life of the land. And pray for our families and pray for the lives of our children. Pray for our children. They are the ones who are paying the price and will pay the price for the decisions that we are considering now. And that God will intervene powerfully. Pray for holiness. Pray for joy. There is a cloud of depression that fills in. And this island has been blessed with aloha because of a covering that God has given. And pray that that covering will not be removed. I've lived in countries with no spiritual covering. You don't even want to go there and talk about it. Mm. So pray for those things, but pray with victory and confidence, because God is not dead, and the enemy wants to give the indication that it's a done deal, the votes are all in, it's all done, there's nothing we can do about it, so roll over and play dead. That's not our God, and that isn't the life Jesus has called us to. Second thing I would say very quickly is get informed. Get to know the facts. We know the facts. We've already seen this happen in many countries. We know what happens. We know the figures. Media is always trying to skew it. In Canada, less than 1% of couples after 10 years are actually married same-sex couples. Less than 30% of them actually have children in the school system. So that's less than 1/3 of 1%. And yet that percentage has dictated the education, the public culture and milieu of what is now normative. Get to know the details.
Representative, we've got a couple minutes. Practical things.
P-
petition your government for redress. Contact your governor and talk. Contact your lieutenant governor. Contact your senator and contact your House member. Make sure your voice is heard. They're counting on the voice of the people who contacts them, how many. The other side is ramping up their own campaign to seek passage of this measure at this time. Remind the elected officials that they are there to represent the interests of their constituencies, all constituencies, those who have loud voices and those who have soft voices. I think that's very, very important. Number two, do it in a manner that's dignified and respects the role that they're in. After all, I think there's scripture that accounts reminds us that our elected officials need to be prayed for daily, and then but for the God's providence, we wouldn't be there. So, you know, speak to them in respect and kindness and mercy for the tremendous responsibility that they have. But again, number three, it's not over until it's over. Until the whistle blows, until someone taps out, we're going to fight. You folks of faith and conviction, you're going to pray. But that all will lead to what I believe a just resolution to this whole issue of a same-sex marriage special session.
Representative Marcus Oshiro, Pastor Jonathan Steeper, thank you for taking time of your schedules. Your time is very, very much demanded, but to come and to speak about these things, the courage, the conviction, and the clarity of which you have displayed and spoken of is both inspiring and also wells up within me and our listeners' courage as well, with simplicity and hope. So thank you for your time. Thank you for coming and sharing. We will continue to pray together, and we will continue to pray with you, Representative Oshiro, and of course you, Pastor Jonathan. So big mahalo to you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
With me today. I hope you've been, your eyes have been opened, and that your heart has been moved by our guests, Representative Marcus Oshiro and Pastor Jonathan Steeper. You know, the Lord's timing is perfect, and He brings these leaders in studio with us today for a specific purpose, because of what is at hand and what is at stake. To find out more about this program, to get this podcast in its entirety for free, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may have mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests, Representative Marcus Oshiro and Pastor Jonathan Steeper. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.